Here's a thought I'll title 10 per year. Ansel Adams supposedly, famously said that a photographer who produces 10 good photographs has had a pretty good year. Really? Is that still true? I remember when I had my first camera and my first roll of 36 exposure film. As a student, I went out into the world and I assumed that I was going to come back, well, maybe not with 36 winners, but 34, 33. It took me a while to learn that if I had one good shot per roll of 36, I was doing pretty good. And many, many rolls of 36 didn't have any good images in it. So it was a rude awakening about the hit ratio of success in photography. And then, of course, eventually I stumbled into the Ansel Adams quote about 10 good images a year. And I used that as kind of a solace for my miserable hit ratio in photography. But that was 50 years ago. Now we have technological devices that are so much more powerful, so much more reliable. We have so much flexibility in processing. Is 10 still a good hit ratio to aim for per year, per the great master? Or do we need to rethink this a little bit? Well, the more I rethink it, the more I find myself questioning what the definition of good is. It used to be, in the days of Ansel Adams, that a good photograph was that spectacular image that we could mat and frame and hang above the fireplace and it looked great. But is that still the definition of good? A few days ago I was talking in a Here's a Thought video about the difference between the still photograph as an exclamation point of success, a shout that says, look at this. And the use of photography as a sequence of paragraphs that tell a story. And the more I think about that, the more I realize that the 10 per year is a definition that makes sense if you're making those shouty photographs that you're going to mat and frame and hang above the wall. But if you're using photography to do something else, make PDFs, publish books, do sequences of things, chapbooks, whatever, then the definition of good changes. It changes from something that's spectacular and eye-catching to something that fits the project and communicates an important aspect of that sequence of paragraphs or that collection of images. So I'm not sure Ansel Adams' definition of 10 per year makes sense today, not so much because of the technology, although partially because of that, but also because, at least for some of us, our use of photography has changed so dramatically. And it's not limited like it was back then to making the single standalone spectacular print. But our definition of good has changed, and that has affected our hit ratio dramatically.